eyes of the Creator.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man Winston Ward.
And your girl Ash Slays here with the Rise of the Creative Podcast.
And we are back with another
one. We are back. Welcome back. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. So what we're going to do today is we're going to be talking about creating transparency. That's a big topic for me, at least.
It is.
But before we get too deep into it, what I want to do is start with a creative quote.
What's the quote?
It's by George Bernard Shaw. And the quote reads, "You use a glass mirror to see your face. You use works of art to see your soul."
The man in the mirror.
You know what? I'm not going to get into the singing. I won't get into the singing.
That's a whole nother one. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Creating a transparency.
I thought that creative quote was just so powerful because it's like, you know, and you'll understand this as someone who creates things. I think you learn a lot about yourself.
Yes.
Through your creations.
Yes.
And you know what? We got questions that address that topic. I'll wait until we get there. But let's speak about the importance of transparency in your work. How do you feel, or why do you feel that it's important to be transparent in your work?
Well, being a creative, you have to put a little bit of yourself into your work because people are looking for it in their time of need. People come to this podcast to look for an outlet, a creative outlet, a voice, a laugh. So me putting a little bit of myself into this podcast, into anything creative that we do, is showing myself in a vulnerable state that you too can feel like this. We all feel like this. This is just my medium.
I love it.
The same with you and your songs and your singing and putting your heart into pen. My cousin, Gerard, and I'm totally stealing this from you. He has a line that says, "My pen is my therapist. She never miss." Shout out to Gerard Thompson.
Shout out to Gerard. So when I wrote that in our show notes, I had a whole lead up to it. But it's okay. We're family.
I feel like
here.
It worked.
It does work. It worked. That's the reason why I wrote it. It goes. But I think for me, Gerard is personally, I feel, as a writer and as an artist, he exemplifies transparency in his work. I think and mind you, this is just a freestyle that he has. Mm-hmm. But I think he's able to get so vulnerable in his art, and I admire that so much about him.
Right.
Because he's able to dig deep and really just, you know, let his emotions spill creatively onto the page and then ultimately onto the mic. So I just wanted to just shout him out really quick. I think he's amazing at that. But anyway,
what's the importance of transparency with you as a singer?
I think, just going along the lines of where Gerard goes, I think why I appreciate him as a writer, he's able to connect his life experience and make it relatable enough so that other people can sing it. And I think that is the true gift of a singer, and not just a singer. I don't want to just put it in a box of singers, but I think being a creative that can, number one, be vulnerable, but also be relatable is a superpower.
Right.
Because it's almost like twofold. You have the therapy aspect of it, of kind of, you know, releasing your thoughts and releasing, you know, whatever feelings that you have. But the art form of making it relatable is something that not a lot of people can do, because it's nothing to write your words out on a paper or express yourself, but to express it creatively, to express it with a flair, or, you know. So I think that is the beautiful thing that a talented creative can do. So once again, shout out to Gerard. I have a question.
Is it hard to go, like, when you're writing something that's personal or something that's set on your heart to write, is it hard to bring yourself out of that place? Like, to be in a it feels like it's a constant balance between being in your emotions and being in the moment, mm-hmm. whether it be singing about love or singing about a situation, yeah. and then bringing yourself out to be in your current reality. Is that a hard transition?
I think it is. I think a lot of times what I find myself doing is putting, and maybe I find myself putting myself back into those feelings that I had.
Like a method singer?
Like a method singer.
Like method acting? Yeah. And they submerge themselves into the
role?
Yeah,
it's like, yeah.
Is it like method singing?
Method singing. Placing myself, how did I feel when this happened to me? Mm. Or what emotions did I feel when I was around that person? Like, was it like, you know, what, was it butterflies? Like, you know, really just getting back into those feelings. And it's so crazy that you said that method acting. But I think it's, as a songwriter, you kind of have to do method singing. Mm. So I love that. I love that. I've never heard that before, but we're going to, Ashley's, you heard it here first.
You heard it here.
Right? Method singing. But no, I really think that that's what happens is you, well, at least for me, and I know Gerard as well too. We get into this moment, we get into this mode where we tap back into those feelings that kind of recreate the transparency that's needed to get these songs off.
So when you write a heartbreaking song or a breakup song or something really, really deep,
yeah,
how do you come out of it? Like, how do you... You're very strong-minded, though.
Okay.
But for somebody that may not be as strong-willed as you, how do you find the line between I'm writing this song and that used to be my past and this is my reality now?
So I think what a lot of people, well, let me not say a lot of people, the singers that I've been able to interact with, what a lot of them do is they write in the moment.
Mm.
If they're going through a breakup, they're going to write a breakup song.
Immediately.
Well, not immediately, but while the feeling is still fresh.
Okay.
If they're in love, they're going to write a love song or a love album.
Right.
I think the beautiful thing about just understanding yourself and being able to tap back into those emotions is you can write those songs at any time. And I think after you've healed and after you've had that closure, you're able to tap into other moments and get back into the feeling. And then whenever the song is done, come right back out.
What is closure for a singer?
I don't think it's anything different from a regular person. Just accepting what the current, accepting what the future is. Mm. Just accepting, you know, where we are in the relationship and moving on. I think that's closure. I think when you don't accept what happened or what the past was, you'll be in like an endless loop over and over. And
right?
Then you need that closure. You need that acceptance. And
even
for some people,
it's
different. Yeah.
When I saw creating a transparency, I immediately went to the relationships that I am fostering and nurturing in my life.
Yeah.
And the importance of transparency within yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because not everybody has that superpower to be transparent or even have the words, the physical words, to express how they feel or how they interpret a situation.
100%.
Now, to be transparent.
Oh, please. That's why we're here.
To be completely transparent, I have had a hard time transitioning. How can I say? Transitioning my relationships to my new phase of life.
Mm.
Now, I had to be transparent with myself.
Yeah.
And say, am I holding on to these relationships because I've had them for so long?
Mm.
Or are they actually feeding me? And are they contributing to what Ashley needs at 32?
Mm.
And so being transparent with myself opened up this Pandora's box of feelings that, like, wow, this is something I am becoming. It was like a shedding almost. Like, you know, in the Wiz when they were like, can't you feel a brand new day? And it was just like, wow. And as hard, as beautiful as that moment was,
mm-hmm.
it is simultaneously extremely hard because there are some people that are going to be left in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And it is not a personal thing. Mm-hmm. It is a growth thing.
Mm.
And it is a, I got to be real with myself. Like, I'm too old to put up with things that don't feed me anymore.
Mm.
And I had to be transparent with myself about that.
Mm. That's, I don't think you realize how deep that is.
I hope so. Because that came from the heart.
Yeah, listen, I can't wait to clip that up. I can't wait to clip that up. All right, let's talk about examples of transparency.
Ooh,
in pop culture.
Is my favorite part.
Yeah, I knew you would like it. When
this
I when I was writing,
part.
I knew
when I saw it. I'm like, oh, yeah, he is that. Yeah, okay, yeah. He went through the playlist
for
this.
Yeah,
because so, you know we always gotta have a playlist. On
of
the
course,
low.
Of course, of course. So,
what's your favorite?
My favorite
song, book, whatever it is.
Okay. My favorite example of transparency in pop culture is Usher Confessions, because I feel like I was breaking up with Chili just as much as Usher was. You know
that
what
is
I mean?
Actually a Jermaine Dupri song.
Really?
That's Jermaine Dupri situation.
With Chili?
No.
Oh, okay.
Whoever
right.
he was messing with.
Right. See, what probably had happened was it's probably here. Ooh, this is deep.
Birds of a feather.
Maybe not that, but I don't really know them to say that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is probably Jermaine was going through it at that moment.
Yeah.
No. Or probably when Jermaine was going through it, he wrote something and it just happened to match Usher's life at that point in time. And that's why it probably mended together so well.
Right.
Wow. I didn't know that. Wow.
You know, I had to bring it back to B.
Of course, Beyonce.
Because when you wrote Resentment on it.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
is
yeah.
probably Resentment and
okay.
Deep Cut, Broken Hearted Girl. Because to tell someone to be, first of all, to put that type of emotion on a track
oh, yeah.
that is public.
Oh, yeah.
To put your business out there.
Oh, yeah.
That is a level of transparency that
oh, yeah.
millions of people are listening to, but millions of people are relating to.
Mm-hmm.
How many people went through a breakup and had resentment in their situation? Or
talk about it.
Being a brokenhearted girl. I don't even have a broken heart. But as soon as
it pulls you back in.
It does.
It pulls you back in.
And that's what you were talking about with mm-hmm. creating a song where you have to go to that place.
Yeah.
And, you know, have that level of transparency with yourself because it translates on the track.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm so glad that you said that because... Oh, because there's two parts of it. It's writing the song
mm-hmm.
and then emoting the song as
yes.
well, too.
And so, then mm-hmm. continuously performing that song.
Mm-hmm.
So continuously having to be in a place and sing it with that same emotion.
Oh, yeah.
With that same conviction.
Oh, yeah.
I know she was attractive, but I was here first. And it's anger and it's sadness.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's like the purest form mm-hmm. of songwriting.
Yeah, let me tell you, I saw Beyonce perform Resentment, and I felt for her. I didn't cry or get emotional.
You did.
No, I said you did.
You did.
No, I didn't cry or get emotional, but I felt for her.
Yeah.
And I knew that obviously it wasn't something that she was going through right now, but I could tell that that song came from a real place.
Yes.
And I think that is the beauty of artistry, the beauty in creativity, because even if, and I'm not even 100% sure if she wrote 100% of it, but let's just say, even if she didn't write it, she's still able to emote it.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, that Usher and Beyonce deserve their flowers for doing that, because I do believe that is something that is tremendously hard to do.
I feel like the best songs mm-hmm. are the ones that you can feel the artist physically go through.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can hear the pain in their voice. You can hear
oh, yeah.
the emotion, even if it's lyrically. Like you have Song Cry by Jay-Z, which
oh,
is
yeah.
Not a polar opposite, but it's a little bit of a 180
uh-huh.
as far as songs go, composition goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever see Jay-Z being a type of emotional person or even
right.
one to share his feelings.
Right.
But Song Cry,
mm-hmm.
he lays it out there. Like, he is as vulnerable as Jay-Z is going to get.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's even some songs on 444,
too. I was just about to say, and that song is old.
Yep.
Bringing it to currently with 444, mm-hmm. And he is in his 50s and he's gone through therapy and he's gone through things and he put it on paper and he put it on wax. And that
I didn't even know he's 50. It's so crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, he is like 54.
Damn.
Yeah.
I felt like Kevin Hart when he said that.
Damn. But no, even like that transparency to have, I don't think a lot of people realize that doesn't matter the medium. Anytime you share something intimate from your heart or from yourself is a level of confidence you have to have within yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you're just sharing your art, period. It could be happy. It could be something, laughter. It could be a comedian on stage. Just sharing a part of you is a level of transparency that a lot of people don't have that power. And I feel like it's a power because so many times everything is bottled in and everything is kept to yourself. Or we have this facade of everything is fine, everything is perfect. When deep down we are breaking, we are breaking down. There are so many pretty broken people out there. And they have a beautiful face, they have the beautiful Instagram, they have all this stuff, but inside they are physically, emotionally, and spiritually broken. And I feel like having an outlet, whether it be a podcast or a song or whatever your medium is, I feel like that transparency is what gives people like their therapy. So when I hear people that like, don't have an art or don't have a, I'm even going to reduce it down to a hobby.
It's an outlet.
An outlet. It's like, well, what do you do? Like, do you like cry at night? What do you do?
And so I think that that's a perfect segue into something or how we can make it relatable for other creatives. So what do you think are some tips that we can give other artists or other creatives in general to just be more transparent in their creativity?
I am the type of person that you have to go through it to get over it. And a lot of people don't want to face that emotion all the time. And you're going to have to face the emotion. It may not be the one that you want, but it's the natural one, whether it be for you crying or you getting angry. You have to go through it. Like, you have to just suck it up. And it's also better said than done. But 100%. You have to simply just ride it out. And because there's all, and it, you don't see, like, I don't want to be cliche, but this is such a church girl. You don't see the sunshine after the storm. But we all, but it's, no, you really don't see, like, when you're in, like, a deep emotional state or you're in such turmoil, whether it be mentally or whatever it is, you don't ever see that you're going to get through this. You've gotten through this. You've gotten through worse. There's going to be worse in your life. You don't ever see that when you're in the middle of it. But I feel like when you have the medium of I'm a singer or I write songs or I write poetry, you have that medium and somebody is going to need it one day. That's that's why I create, because I'm going through it because somebody else either went through it or is going to go through it. And this could be their testimony or this could be their, oh, actually, this is how this person got through it. You ever, I saw this thing where it was like, nobody really thinks about poetry or art or songs when they're not needed. So when you're in love and you're in the most blissful love, you look for a song to capture it. Or if you're mourning someone and you're going through a really tough time and you need a poem for the obituary or a poem for whatever it is, you need an artist who has gone through that experience to relate to you so that you can also have something to relate to.
That's a fact. I love that. I love that. I think if I had to give any creative any tips on being more transparent in their creativity, I would tell them, just to piggyback off of what you said earlier, I think experiencing new things, and then coupled along with experiencing new things, journaling. Writing things down. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of poetry. Let me not say journaling, documenting it. And that can look like different things. It could be journaling, it could be videos, it could be pictures, it can be anything, but just get in the habit of living in the now, and then whenever you need to draw back on those emotions, you can go back
sounds
and you
like
can
the
go
cure
back
for
and
writer's block.
Hey, it could be. It could be.
Because I've sat down and like, what are we going to write about today? And I cannot think of anything. And it's not that I haven't experienced anything. It's just that it's not in my forefront. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that I'm
actively
pulling,
going on, right.
pulling from. Uh-huh. Somebody like you who has to pull from life experiences and emotions, you're able to just grab and pick and do that.
Yeah.
And I'm still figuring that out.
Yeah.
Because when I feel emotions, I feel like I feel it a little bit more. I don't want to, but I feel like I feel the emotion a lot more. And sometimes I don't want to go back there.
Yeah.
But I have to because I'm going to eventually help somebody else. And the more times I go through it, the easier it is to go through because, first
You've
of all, I've already been there. I've already experienced it. And I've already rationalized it in my head.
Yeah.
I've already come up with a solution. I've already communicated with the person I was either having a problem with or, you know, whatever it was, I have already gone through it and I've already lived through it. So I don't necessarily have to keep ripping the Band-Aid off. I could just have to look at the scar.
And what I would suggest to you during those moments is what I said, just document it in some way, shape, or form.
Mm.
Whether that's writing it down, creating a voice note, of you like, all right, I'm feeling like X, Y, Z, so that it's something that you can eventually go back on. So you don't necessarily have to go back into those feelings, but you can just almost take like a snapshot of what it was, of what those feelings were.
Right.
So that if you need to create something from that, you can use the documentation as a springboard.
That's deep.
So.
We damn near preaching.
Hey, listen. We try not to preach on this podcast,
right.
but
we're
sometimes.
Both PKs. It's
No. You keep trying to throw me in this box.
You gotta
box.
Stop.
You and Gerard are a PK.
You gotta stop.
I'm not a PK. My mother nor my father are what's the name? Are ministers?
Did you grow up in church?
Or preachers? I grew up in church. That doesn't mean I'm a PK.
You're a
that's
PK.
No, that's a lie. Completely.
All right, you're a church kid. All right, whatever you
church
want to
kid.
Call it.
I'm fine.
You're a CK. Okay, you're a CK. It's a word. It's a word in your heart. I don't know why I keep saying it like that. It's a word in your heart.
I guess. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to us.
Yes, we're back.
We're back. I hate saying that, but we are back.
Life. That's what it is.
Yeah. It happens. But before we go, we want to give out our Instagrams. Ash, where can they find you?
You can find me on my Instagram at Ash_Slays. That's ASH_SLAYSS.
You can find me on Instagram at Winston Ward Music. You can find the podcast at Rise of the Creative NYC. Thank you so much for listening. And we are
out.
Stay creative.
Of the creator. What about now?
All right, maybe the next show.